The European Union held a summit today. The financial crisis was on the agenda. So was climate change. The EU has ambitious goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but meeting those goals will be expensive. And that could be a problem as governments pledge billions to prop up the financial sector. The world's Jerry Haddon reports.
The EU's 27 heads of state have been patting themselves on the back for moving quickly to save their banks. But the trillions they've committed to the credit sector will strain state coffers. And some worry that could derail efforts to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases, a main cause of climate change. Nevertheless, at today's summit, French President Nicolas Sarkozy insisted an agreement on greenhouse gases would be reached by a December deadline.
Sur le paquet climatique, nous avons obtenu également l'unanimité.
On the climate package, he said, we have obtained unanimity. So I confirm to you that the targets remain the same and the timetable remains the same. The EU has pledged to reduce carbon emissions 20% from 1990 levels by the end of the next decade. To encourage members to pollute less, it's rolling out a complex plan with an overarching philosophy. The more you pollute, the more you'll pay. But the political will to implement the plan was weaker than ever going into this summit. Germany has been arguing that its big polluters, such as car makers, should be exempted from any carbon reduction schemes, at least until the country's recession-bound economy rebounds. Otherwise, it warns, manufacturers might move their plants abroad. Today, Sarkozy suggested German car makers might receive subsidies. But the EU has another obstacle to overcome. 8 former communist countries that depend largely on Soviet-era coal plants for energy. Coal is a major greenhouse gas emitter. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says under the EU's plan, countries like his would be faced with impossible pollution reduction goals. He said Poland could veto the EU plan if the concerns of coal-dependent countries are not taken into account. In response to such pressure, the EU is hinting that it might relax some greenhouse gas rules, especially for what's called offsetting. Offsetting lets one country skirt its environmental obligations at home by investing in green projects abroad in developing nations. One controversial offsetting scheme was announced by the British government yesterday. Under that scheme, rich countries would pay poor countries not to cut down their rainforests. But ideas like this upset conservationists. Kirsty Clough is a climate change expert with the World Wildlife Fund in London. She says letting industrialized countries meet their environmental obligations through offsetting abroad removes their incentive to invest in cleaner technologies or alternative energy at home.
That can send the signal to investors that, okay, we can carry on investing in coal, we can lock ourselves into another 40, 50 years of emissions and, you know, completely remove any prospect of meeting emission reduction targets or tackling climate change in the future.
Europe, she says, must show the world that it's fighting climate change on its own soil. It needs credibility going into a global climate change conference in Copenhagen next year. There, world leaders will try to work out a new international accord to reduce greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. For the world, I'm Jerry Haddon.